Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Flavia Dima from Talent Sarajevo, and here with me are Sonja Racic and Ana Renovica, the director and producer of So Where the Hell Is My Prince Charming, a lovely documentary that was presented yesterday in Sarajevo's Peck and Pitch program. Hi.
Hi, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
I understand the movie is about Danica Russo, so she's an elder lady who has had quite some rough times in her life, but she still has a very cheerful outlook on life, and she is looking forward to still finding the love of her life, even though she's 60 years old. And Sonja, I understand you met her as she was the girlfriend of your boyfriend's father, or could you tell us a little bit more about the story about how you found her?
Yeah, that is the story how I met her. Yeah, she's still the girlfriend of my ex-boyfriend's father. It sounds like some Spanish something,
like, but telenovela.
Yeah, but okay, that's like the truth how we met, and since then we are just like good friends, and that's how we start to hanging around together and to talking about life and everything what she's been through, and that's how we came up an idea to just maybe to, you know, shoot a movie about her life.
Is this your first film, or what? Tell us a little bit about your previous projects.
This is my first documentary, a long documentary, yes, but not the first film.
So I understand that a huge part of the film is about Danica at some point opting to go to a psychotherapist for her to get over her inner demons. What can you tell us about this? How did you convince her to start going to a doctor?
Well, actually, for a long period of time, we were just following her, and our main goal wasn't to bring her to a psychotherapist. It was at first to just do a movie about her life. But since we started talking to her about many things, and many things have changed, at one point it was just reasonable that she does get over these traumas, and the only way to do it was to visit a psychotherapist. So it was not kind of our decision to convince her. It was more her willing to do so because she thought that was good for her. And at the same time, we thought that was the best idea, but we let her decide that by herself. We didn't want to push her to do anything that's out of her comfort zone, in a way.
So, Ana, this was Ana Renovica, the producer for So Where the Hell Is My Prince Charming. Ana, I would like to ask you about working as a producer for a documentary, since I believe most people are somewhat aware of how production goes for a feature film. I believe that most of the time we don't really discuss about how a documentary film is produced. Give us some insights. What does your work entail?
It's really completely different. I mean, regarding the whole concept of just shootings, I'm not even needed, you know, at the shooting. There's a need for an organizer or something like that. But the concept for funding, for example, is the same as for the feature film. Concept of distribution is similar to a feature fiction film. But this creative concept is, I think, what drives me most. Because when you're doing a fiction film, of course, that you have, you know, time to be creative, but there's so many people in the team. And for me, in documentary, this is like really a strong bond between a producer and director. And you basically have to influence each other. And that's what I love the most. And I don't know, we had this fun situation here that I don't know, as a producer, I never thought I would experience that. But, you know, some people are looking for DOPs for a year or for set designers, and we were trying to find the suitable and right psychotherapist for Dana that will actually help her. So it was like a casting for, you know, psychotherapist, which is something that's different from, I think, every other project.
So your project will talk at length about mental health issues and about people opening up and trying to get healed. Do you think that there's a taboo surrounding psychotherapy in the Balkans, in this region? Do you think that people should be more open towards visiting psychotherapists?
At first, this is not just like a movie about, you know, mental health, of course, yeah. But, well, I think it's it's not so bad thing like the taboo. I think it's not taboo at first, but yeah, I think that a lot of people in Serbia and around have that issue, like, I don't need a doctor in that case. I don't need a therapist. But I think that is really, really good thing to just, you know...
To work on your mental... Yeah. To basically work on your mental health. The health is everything else, so...
Yeah. But people always, you know, they have a... They used to live in kind of denial for a lot of things. But this movie, yeah, I'm going to show how that's not so scary thing. And yeah, this is the maybe picky thing because we never saw that somebody's in this way document the therapy of some woman. It could be very maybe not ethical in a kind of way. But I think that we have a good thing with this. And this could show to many people how that process looks like.
And what's the most important thing is that Danica, our main protagonist, actually wanted this to be done in this way. So she's one really brave woman, mm-hmm. as I can say.
So Anna, what really inspired you to tell the story of Danica? What was the one moment you said, yes, I have to do this movie?
Well, the first moment, not the least, but... was when we sit one day at a coffee, you know, like spontaneously when I met her, and she just started to talk me about her past, like what she'd been through. And she like so positively with a smile started to talking about, oh yeah, I've been through to Italy, I have a problem with a mafia in Italy because my ex-boyfriend put me into it and I have to fight with them. Mm-hmm. And she tried to explain me how she pulled some man over the car, off the roof of the car, like... And I was like, okay, who is this woman? What is this in front of me? So that was the first, the first fire which makes me to think that she could be a great person with who I at first can, you know, spend my time. And then after all, we together came to an idea to make a movie. So that was a spontaneous thing.
And how did you get on board the project, Anna?
Well, she's the first director I've ever worked with. So the reason is that she introduced me to Dana, and she basically didn't say anything about the film. But when I met Dana, and when we talked afterwards that it could be a great film, I was like, okay, this is going to be great. So I liked it from the start.
So, and for my final question... So after your stop here at Pack and Pitch, what can we expect from your project? Do you have a release date? Do you have some other things you plan before the movie comes out?
We're still in the funding stage, and at the same time, Danica is going through a psychotherapy process, which will take 2 years. So we're planning to finish our film by the end of 2019, so you will see us more on these workshops.
Thank you so, so very much for participating in this interview. Best of luck at Pack and Pitch. I am Flavia Dima. This has been Sonia Racic and Anna Renovica, the producer and director of So Where the Hell is My Prince Charming? And this has been an interview for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.